Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and on today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'll be playing music copyrighted in 1932, as interpreted on theatre pipes by some of the world's top players. To open in grand style, here's Brian Rodwell and the title music from the Busby Berkeley film 42nd Street. Al Dubin and Harry Warren's 42nd Street, Brian Rodwell and the Compton that once graced the 2100-seat Capitol Cinema Aberdeen, which sadly was demolished in 2014, in spite of being listed by Scottish Heritage as a Grade B building. The Captain's Galley Pizza Restaurant in Redwood City, California, was home to the Wurlitzer from the Fifth Avenue Theatre, Seattle, Washington, serving patrons from 1962 to 2004. Vic Hammett taped an album for Doric Records there before his untimely death in 1974, with the LP being released in 1978. This is Vic in top form with a 1932 song that was a hit for Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, I'm Sure of Everything But You. Thank you. I am sure of everything but you, Vic Hammett and the Redwood City Captain's Gary Wurlitzer. Anne Ronell was one of the first successful female songwriters of Tin Pan Alley. Her first success was Baby's Birthday Party in 1930, but her best-known work is Willow Weep for Me, copyrighted in 1932, which she dedicated to George Gershwin. This is Jonas Norborn with a stunning arrangement that he recorded on another Pizza Wurlitzer, that in the Organ Grinder restaurant in Portland, Oregon. Willow Weep for Me, which first charted for the bands of Ted Fiorito in 1932 and Paul Whiteman in 1933, given a slinky treatment by Jonas Nordwall. The waltz was still very popular in 1932, despite the new foxtrot rhythms which usually dominated and the introduction of Latin American tempos. One song popular in the dance halls was Masquerade by Paul Francis Webster and John Jacob Loeb. In the UK, Sidney Lipton recorded with singer Sam Brown, and in 1932, Alex Taylor, who had opened the organ the year before, cut this track of the song on the Wurlitzer of the Granada Tooting in South London.
Thank you.
jazz organist Dick Hyman with Fats Waller and Andy Razaf's song from 1932, Keepin' Out of Mischief Now, taped on the Wurlitzer of the Emory Theatre, Cincinnati, Ohio in 1987. Dick was better known for his work on electronics, especially Lowry, but in 1987 he recorded a full CD, Cincinnati Fats, featuring Fats Waller's music on that Wurlitzer. Night and Day, one of Cole Porter's best-known songs, was written in 1932 for the stage musical Gay Divorce, but the show's title was considered too risque for the film adaptation, so it was renamed The Gay Divorcee, and only kept one Porter song. This arrangement by George Wright, recorded around 1951 on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount New York, is by way of a sneak preview of a Banda CD release that I'm working on that should be available this autumn. Night and Day, from an upcoming Banda release of George Wright's Paramount Theatre New York recordings from the late 1940s and early 50s. There were some wonderful nonsense novelties composed in the 20s and 30s, and this, I think, is one of the best. It was composed by four British songwriters, including Tolchard Evans, who gave us Lady of Spain. It was recorded at the time by most British bands, Henry Hall, Ambrose and Lou Stone, to mention but three. Ron Rode used the Wurlitzer's bird whistles, of course, on this short Let's All Sing Like the Birdies Sing, taped in the Alkenstock Pizza in Mesa, Arizona in 1977. This may be the wrong time of the year to play April in Paris, but it has become such a standard that I can't not play it. It was the only song to survive a one-season stage musical, Walk a Little Faster, that only played in New York and has, of course, been recorded by countless bands and singers, sometimes as a duet. It's been pretty popular on theatre pipes too. Here's David Shepherd and the Compton that in 1974 was installed in the Plough Public House, Great Mundon, Hertfordshire. April in Paris, David Shepherd and the Compton in the Plough, Great Mundon, unfortunately long since removed. I'll close today's Hot Pipes with a rousing song from 1932. Composed by Mitchell Parish and Frank Perkins, a sentimental gentleman from Georgia most likely had its first and one of its most memorable recordings by the Boswell sisters. Len Rule takes the song at a cracking pace on this track from 1970, taped on his home Wurlitzer that once graced the Empire Theatre, Leicester Square. sentimental gentleman from Georgia. Len Rawl and his Chorleywood residence Wurlitzer that has now been removed and is awaiting installation in an as-yet-unspecified location. I hope you've enjoyed this brief journey back to 1932 and that you'll join me again next week when I'll be continuing my trip through the 1930s with music from 1933. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley from my home studio in southern Spain.